You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael in for Gemma Gaudette. Well, we are pleased to be joined by award-winning singer and songwriter and saxophonist Curtis Stigers, bringing his talent back to Boise. If you ever drive downtown, you often see your name in the marquee at the Egyptian Theater. And in fact, there's something coming up there soon.
Yes, indeed. That's why I'm here.
So, Curtis, welcome.
And thank you.
And I see you have the guitar at the ready, too, so we'll also be hearing some music. But Valentine's Day, what a great time for music and singing and fun.
Indeed. Yeah, well, originally this concert was meant to be a record release concert. I booked the plane tickets for my band to come out from New York, and I got the Egyptian booked and was ready to put the tickets on sale. And then I found out that my record company had done some reshuffling, and because of that, my record's not coming out till April.
So, oh no!
So I had this, and that's fine. You know, the album is called Gentleman. It'll be out in April. I'll come back and talk about that when it happens. But I either needed to cancel, which I don't like to do, or rebrand. And so I thought, well, it's the 16th of February. It's on Valentine's weekend. What better than to sing a bunch of love songs for a bunch of sweethearts? So it is now called An Evening with Curtis Stigers, Love Songs and Funny Valentines. I wanted to call it Broken Love Songs and Funny Valentines, but my wife said that was too dark. So I anyway.
There are some Funny Valentine, of course, kind of a standard, a wonderful
indeed
song.
And we will be playing that song, I guarantee you. I have a very cool arrangement of that that my trumpet player, John Scrapper Snyder, did for me years ago. So we'll be playing that. And I've recorded a lot of love songs in my 20 years in the record business. Some of them happy and some of them not happy. Love songs don't have to be happy to be love songs, I've decided.
And there is Tales of Heartbreak, too, that also tug at the heartstrings, of course.
Yeah. There are a lot of different kinds of love, and one of those types of love is broken love, and another is unrequited love. So we're going to have the gamut covered on this concert.
Well, it would be a crime to talk too much while you have the guitar in hand, so I thought we'd jump into a song and then...
Oh, cool. Cool.
Talk in a minute.
Well, this song I think fits the situation very well because it's the concert is actually 2 days after Valentine's Day, and this is a song by Steve Earle written from the point of view of a guy that's kind of forgotten about Valentine's Day, and now he's trying to sing his way out of it. I come to you with empty hands. I guess I just forgot again. I've only got my love to send on Valentine's Day. I haven't got a card to sign. Roses have been hard to find. I only hope that you be mine on Valentine's Day. And all that I swore that I wouldn't forget, I wrote it all down. I lost it, I guess. There's so much that I want to say, but all the words just slip away. But the way you love me every day is Valentine's Day. If I could, I would deliver to you diamonds and gold. It's the least I can do. So if you take my IOU, Baby, maybe I could make it up to you. Till then, I hope my heart will do for Valentine's Day. For Valentine's Day. La 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 la.
Oh, that's wonderful. Curtis Stigers, channeling Steve Earle from Nashville, Austin, Houston, and we're so proud that you're here from Boise. You had some New York time and you're back and you play around. You know, you could have stayed in New York. What do you like here?
Oh, gosh. I love Boise. I mean, my original reason for coming back really was to raise my daughter, Ruby, who now lives, she goes to school out in New York. She left me. She goes to college out there. But I, you know, I grew up here skiing and mountain biking, and it just seemed like a great place to raise a kid. And New York was a tough place to raise a kid. I also like being able to use the bit of success I've had to, you know, give back to the community. As you know, I'm involved with fundraising for the Interfaith Sanctuary Homeless Shelter with my wife Jody, who is the executive director. And every year we do the Extreme Holiday Extravaganza, a couple of nights of madcap fun at the Egyptian that raised this year almost $250,000 for the shelter. And so that it's because I'm I've had a little bit of success selling records and playing around the world, I can come back here and sort of help out with things. I also do a yearly fundraiser for Capital High School, my alma mater, for their music department. And usually we do that in February, but I'm doing this now. We're going to do that in April instead. So that's very confusing.
What a gift. A community really appreciates that you can give back that way. Again, an evening with Curtis Stigers coming up, Love Songs and Funny Valentines. And I'm going to ask you for another tune. You know, the first one you did, it's the simple things. You know, the guy doesn't have roses. He doesn't have a card. But, man, he's got a song and and a sweet love. So what's next?
Well, maybe I'll play an old song. This was my first single from my first record. I don't often, I play it every show, but I usually am trying to play new stuff. But since you've asked, this is the thing that sort of allows me to have a career and play jazz and not chase Taylor Swift and the rest of the pop kids down radio land. I can just make arty records. So, love is a hunger, burns in my soul. You never notice the pain. And love is an anchor that won't let me go. I reach out to hold you, but you push me away. And you always convince me to stay. And I wonder why we hold on with tears in our eyes. And I wonder why we have to break down to make things all right. And I wonder why I can't seem to tell you goodbye. Yes, I wonder why. Well, I'm no angel with my selfish pride, but I love you more every day. And love is an anger that builds up inside as the tears of frustration roll down my face. Why does love always have to turn out this way? And I wonder why we hold on with
tears in our eyes. And I wonder why we have to break down to make things all right. And I wonder why I can't seem to tell you goodbye. Yes, I wonder why. I don't want to fight again tonight about the little things. Please, baby, I just want to find my way back to love. And I'll meet you there, baby. I'll meet you there.
This is where the cool guitar solo usually goes.
I wonder why we hold on with tears in our eyes. And I wonder why we have to break down to make things all right. And I wonder why I can't seem to tell you goodbye. Yes, I wonder why. Baby, don't you wonder why? Love, love is a hunger.
Boy, that's wonderful. A song that's not unfamiliar to Boise radio airwaves. Love Songs and Funny Valentines, Sunday, February 16th at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise, an evening with Curtis Stigers. You know, we read a lot of music criticism, but I love this quote from the Wall Street Journal. When Curtis Stigers came on stage on Wednesday night, it felt as if someone had upped the wattage in the bulbs.
That's a good quote. I appreciate that. He recognized how much I love to be on stage. I like making records. It's a lot of fun, and it's fun to write songs. You know, I have some nice, interesting parts of my job, but the thing that I do this for, the thing that I love is playing live. And if you want information about this concert, CurtisStigers.com.
CurtisStigers.com. And that forthcoming album, Gentlemen, will ask you back this spring. Thank you, Curtis.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you, the listener, for joining us. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant, Molly Wampler. Our intern is Chloe Ball. And our theme music was written and produced by a Boise musician, Will Hall. If you have a question or comment or idea for the show, you can send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I also like to thank one of our executive producers, Paul Stribling. You can hear today's program and other interviews at our website in boisestatepublicradio.org, where you can podcast Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. Gemma Gaudette will be back with us soon. Thanks for listening.